Finally, at the Roundhouse in London, just around now, the judges at this year's Mercury Music Prize will be heading into a locked room to decide the best album of the year. Of the 12 records on a pretty left-field list this year, chances are that Damon Albarn's is the one you're most likely to be familiar with. So what chance for the likes of Big Riff Duo, Royal Blood or Ambient Soundsmith's Polar Bear, or even the current favourite on the list, FKA Twigs? With me is music critic Ruth Barnes with her last-minute tips for likely winners. As I say, Ruth, this is a pretty obscure list. A lot of new artists here. And in stark contrast to last year where we had David Bowie and Arctic Monkeys and Disclosure. So that's on purpose, do you think?
Absolutely. I think that the Mercury Prize, thank goodness, this year, I'm celebrating the fact that the list is obscure, as you say, this year. I think if you're not somebody who's following new music, you might think, who are these people? But some fantastic independent record labels are being represented this year. And I think when there's such a lack of platforms for new music to gain media attention, to gain some coverage, it's really important for the Mercury Prize to kind of step up and reflect what's truly happening in British independent music, right, not just what the major labels are pumping out, which is kind of what happened last year.
It's not what the prize is for, though. It is for the album of the year, and by inference or definition, almost best album of the year. Are these the best albums of the year? And if so, which is the best on this list?
Well, I think if you look a bit further on the website at what they're looking for, they're also looking for innovation and they're looking for forward thinking. They're looking for something that's kind of pushing British music forward, the sound forward. So I think when you look at this list, you've got people from every genre, like you mentioned, Royal Blood to heavy rock. You've got FKA Twigs doing something quite undefinable, R&B, glitchy, strange, electro. You've got some fun, wonderful jazz nods, although they're not really doing jazz at all. Go-Go Penguin and Polar Bear, who are really more kind of dance. There's electro in there, and yes, there's jazz. But these are people really pushing the boundaries of British music, which I think is so important. Somebody like Kate Tempest as well, who is a spoken word artist and who really, people get confused. They think, is she hip-hop? Is she spoken word? The two go hand in hand. It's wonderful to see her on this list.
Well, let front row listeners decide what they think she might be, because she does write poetry, she writes plays, she writes novels.
Award-winning.
And then here's Kate Tempest rapping.
I'm in a mess, I can't help it. I just go round and round. I'm paranoid, I'm selfish. Push me, I climb up, I'm selfish. We had a dream, I shelved it. That eats me up, that's Elvis. Las Vegas era, I'm hot bag lady, hopper girl.
Kate Tempest there, that's Circles from the album. But you mentioned FKA Twigs. I mean, I think they probably are. Kate Tempest has been the favourite for a while this week, and FKA Twigs has just
she's just taken
the list
over
at the last minute.
Absolutely. I think she's set to be a big star whatever happens tonight. I think she's going to be one of those people who will definitely, you know, do extraordinary things in the next couple of years. She's already dating an A-list celebrity, so she's already on her way.
Reportedly,
she's been spotted with Robert Pattinson, not that we care. But she, you know, the music is off kilter. It's a bit strange. I find it slightly difficult to listen to.
But again,
see what you think.
See what front row listeners think. I think there's a great sense of innovation in that record as well. It's a really interesting lyrics as well. I think not a lot of great tunes.
Yes.
And that was actually one of the more accessible ones on there. If I'm going to just throw my Pennyworth in there, I want a big shout out for Young Fathers, which I think a really interesting hip-hop outfit from Edinburgh, and they've got a track called Get Up, which is absolutely fantastic. I've been playing it for a few months now.
Absolutely, and another one hard to categorise. It's an easy label to put hip-hop on them, but there's African influences in there, there's electronica. It goes all over the place.
Let's hear a bit of that one. Well, there we are, Young Fathers. It doesn't really matter what we say because the judge is always wrong-foot everybody on the Mercury Music Prize. Thanks very much to Ruth Barnes. The winner of the Mercury Music Prize will be announced live on Channel 4, I think just before 10 o'clock.